source.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What do you do for excitement?
Oh, I play a lot of golf.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, come by and see us. We're at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Friday. Love to see it. 6 to 9 of College Football Friday. Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Chick-fil-A of Seneca. I love Chick-fil-A.com. If you're tailgating at home this weekend or watching a bunch of games, have a bunch of people over, man, those nugget trays, Chick-fil-A does a great job of it. Going out to see some high school football on Friday night, stop by beforehand. You know, a little breakfast beforehand or afterwards, or just stop by and see our great friends at Chick-fil-A, Herb Tyler, Carol Tyler. They'd love to help you out. All your tailgating needs is Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Chick-fil-A of Seneca. I love Chick-fil-A.com. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com, joins us. Good morning, Paul. How you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Good. Glad to hear that. Hey, let me begin quickly, just a basketball thought or two. The Tigers had a big-time visitor in this past weekend, and I know you've basically ruled out former in-state guy and Christian Brown. What's the basketball storylines you guys are following as this kind of get closer to some decision dates here?
I think the most active one right now is following Clemson's point guard recruiting. Obviously, they need to bring in one this class, with Shelton Mitchell going out, and Clyde Trapp is really the only one probably in line on the roster right now who qualifies as a ball handler there. So, Alamir Dawes, from Elizabeth St. Patrick in New Jersey, a Rivals 150 prospect, came in for an official visit this past weekend. He had gone to Providence last weekend or the week before, and he is scheduled to take an official visit to St. John's next week. So I really think St. John's probably emerged as the toughest competition for Clemson with Dawes. And I think my sense was the visit with Dawes went pretty well. Certainly there's an appeal and playing in the ACC. I think Antonio Reynolds-Dean has done a good job on the recruiting there, and putting Clemson in position, kind of coming in somewhat late on Dawes. But we kind of have to, still in kind of wait-and-see mode on particularly, will he take that St. John's official visit, which the farther we get out from the Clemson official, and Chris Mullen did his in-home on Tuesday, I believe. So I think, does Dawes take that official, and just kind of where do things stand with that are more immediately what we're tracking. You mentioned Christian Brown, the former in-state swingman from the Columbia area, now at McEachern High School near Atlanta, Powder Springs, Georgia. We kind of reported earlier this week that did not expect really Brown to be a part of this class. I think Clemson probably goes in another direction there, and just based on how that recruitment has gone, and I think there reaches a point where it becomes evident that someone is looking for reasons not to come. And I think if you're Clemson, you rolled the dice for a while. You were getting good indications with the prospect, but I think they reached a point where you had to say enough is enough, and you start looking at other prospects that have reciprocated interest in you.
The football side of things, the big news over the weekend was Tyler Davis and his official visit. How did it go? How do things stand? What's the time frame now?
I think that's what everyone's kind of watching as far as the time frame. And Davis, out of Apopka High School in Wekiva, Florida, or actually Wekiva High School in Apopka, Florida, 6'1", 295, kind of a run-plugging nose guard, nose tackle. It's Clemson or Florida State are really the ones that it will come down to. Miami has continued to try a little bit. I think Ohio State has waved the white flag. So really it comes down to those two. I think it's interesting that as Miami tried to get Davis in this weekend for its game against Florida State, that the indications are that Davis will not be going to that. So, if you're Clemson, I think you're hoping probably for a decision, you know, sooner than later coming out of the official visit. You know, yeah, because I think the longer you go, the bigger the threat that, you know, the visit high wears off, all that. And, you know, I don't think Clemson wants prospects making decisions based on that. But at the same time, I think the longer it goes, the longer it shows that there's indecision and kind of a back and forth. And you give Florida State arguably more of a chance to get back into it. So I think that, you know, Florida State coaches were going down there, are going down there tomorrow. I think there's a probably a continued effort to get him to just kind of wait and see how Florida State's season shakes out, see if Florida State can save some face. But I think, you know, the indications from the visit were that Clemson was in pretty good shape coming out. I certainly think they feel encouraged and feel he's a fit for them. I think the door was open for them coming into the visit. You know, while Florida State had momentum coming out of the summer, I think there was more reason than people expected to believe that Clemson stood a pretty good chance going into the official visit. So, all that said, I think Clemson's in a good spot, but it's by no means a given that Davis ends up picking them.
All right, and you had a five-star in Crouch coming in from Charlotte. Kind of a, I want to say, nothing surprises Paul Strela. You knew all about it, but for a lot of us out there, didn't know that he was coming this past weekend.
Well, more like there are no surprises in recruiting,
right?
Particularly with Kavaris Crouch, the five-star athlete out of Charlotte, who, you know, is really kind of, in a lot of respects, gone off the radar for the summer and whatnot, and, you know, because he was not, nothing was going to happen truly substantial in his recruitment until we started getting to some of these visits. And I think they're being discreet in their travels, you know, and their comings and goings, just to, whether part of it's for secrecy, part of it is, you know, so they can do their own thing and not get pushback from other schools who want to be involved. You know, I think they're, so they're kind of taking the low key approach now. You know, it started off, you know, he's been to NC State this fall. That's where, relative of his plays, he did not make trips to South Carolina or Tennessee that were both anticipated. So this one kind of came out of the blue a little bit and was set up later in the week, or didn't really come together until Thursday or Friday of last week. You know, Clemson, you know, recruiting him as an athlete, you know, he met with Dabo Swinney and with both coordinators, Brent Venables and Tony Elliott, the co-offensive coordinator. Not really the common way that Clemson does it on visits, but I think Crouch is a special case because they're talking to him as, you know, we want to, you'll get a shot at running back, which is what he plays in high school. You'll get a shot at outside linebacker, which he plays, you know, has played a little bit, and but might project more to. A lot of folks think at the college level. But kind of their presentation was showing how he fits into the plan there. So, you know, and our indications were it was a very productive visit for Clemson and a good one. You know, where it goes from here, he does have an official visit to Michigan on October 13th next week. I think that one is a big one. I really think maybe Michigan might be the chief competition right now for everybody. You've got Clemson. We reported his official visit. It's looking like the November 17th game against Duke. And then whether he gets an official visit to Tennessee or even Florida State, I think remains to be seen.
In the end, is there – he's a different study here because everybody tried to put him in this pigeonhole of where you think he plays. In the end, am I right by saying you sign him, you get him here, and then you kind of figure it out? Is that what most staffs would do?
Yeah, I think that's the direction it'll go. And while you may have an idea going in, you know, I do think it's fair. You know, is he the exact same player that Vic Beasley is? No. You know, Beasley was leaner and maybe quicker. Crouch has, you know, a thickness to him that Beasley did not have coming in. But at the same time, I do think there are guys that you roll the dice on, and there's certainly risk in not really having a great feel for what position you think a kid's going to play. But there are, I think, the caliber of prospects that are worth the risk of, all right, you bring them in and just see where it goes from there. And I think Crouch is one who fits that mold. There are no guarantees on what he is or what he will, what position will be best for him. But I think they have ideas on how he could be used, and and just want to. But you have to see if they actually play out. I think that's where it goes.
Had a couple of 5-star decommitments and had a texture wanted to know your thoughts about Clemson getting involved either with Akeem Dent or with Hazelwood down in Georgia.
Akeem Dent, the 5-star cornerback who's a Florida State was Florida State commitment down in Palm Beach. He's mentioned Clemson for a while, and I think that's as much Clemson's profile, just the same way he's mentioned Alabama. I think Alabama has been on him harder. I think they are more of a threat than anybody else there. Clemson hasn't been pursuing another cornerback. Two is the number right now, and I don't know. Maybe attrition at the end of the season might compel Dabo Swinney to be open to exploring another scholarship going there. But I think at that point, probably not. Maybe Clemson takes a swing. But I think the odds of Clemson really being a factor for Dent are low. Wouldn't write them off if he takes a visit, but I don't think they're high. Jaden Hazelwood, the 5-star receiver out of Georgia that you mentioned, Clemson was involved early there. I don't foresee them getting involved, and I'm rather strong in that opinion there. So for one, I think Hazelwood has always liked Miami, and so I think the fact he's taken an official visit to there this weekend, I think the timing is not without coincidence there. And so some others have been involved. Oklahoma is involved there. So there are others already much more involved. Clemson already has two bigger receivers in Frank Ladson and Joseph Ngata. I don't really, Hazelwood, they don't really need to add a third this class. And I think, Clemson has already gone down that road very early on in this recruitment. They showed interest in Hazelwood. Hazelwood talked a good game with his interest, but I don't think that's a situation where if I'm Clemson, I feel like I could trust it. And so I don't think really Clemson would behoove Clemson to play that game, so to speak.
We talked about the one big unofficial visitor and the official visitor from this past weekend, and I know it was a noon game with Syracuse, kind of hard to get over from some high school kids coming over that way. Any other major storylines from the unofficial part of the weekend?
Well, major, I don't know. They had Xavion Capers, 2020 receiver, back on campus again. I think he is a substantial recruit for them, one that co-offensive coordinator Jeff Scott has already been out the scout. I think Clemson has done the legwork early on with him where they're in position to hold the cards in that recruitment. That to me is the big one. They had an offensive lineman from 2020 offensive lineman, a couple actually two, one from Atlanta, Paul Tachio, who is a teammate of safety commitment Joseph Charleston. Tachio's 6'5", 6'6", 320. He's talking about making a decision coming up, after he's visited this past trip to Clemson. He's got going to UGA this weekend, Alabama after that. Right now, Clemson and Alabama, I think, are in the best shape. I think he's someone really in the summer who schools had an eye on. They needed to see him improve and get in better shape. From everything I've picked up, he's done that and had a really good junior season so far. So that is someone that Clemson is legitimately involved with if this truly is the stretch run for his decision. Clemson's been particularly aggressive with the 2020 offensive linemen. These past two classes, 19 and 18, with only two, maybe three takes at different times, they've been a little slower. They tend to be slow in general, but have been slower in part because of they can be selective and don't need to jump out there. But if you've got a numbers class like 2020, where you'll take probably more linemen than you would have in 19 or 18, I think they're more comfortable taking a couple guys on the front end. So they've already got John Williams in the boat from Georgia. They're very involved with Paul Tachio as well as Walker Parks out of Lexington, Kentucky. And so I think, the fact that they've been more proactive on the front end there is one of the more compelling storylines for the junior class.
Place to find everything is TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, tell us what's coming up on the website and how people can subscribe, because we got some big weeks coming up in the next couple of weeks here on both basketball and in football. Tell us about TigerIllustrated.com.
Yeah, sure. Particularly football on the Tyler Davis watch, as well as official visits are starting to take shape coming up. Clemson's next home game with NC State's got some huge visitors coming in. And then a bunch of visitors for the Duke and South Carolina games coming up. Basketball, their direction at the kind of the swingman forward spot, 3-4, as well as where they go with point guard as really a lot of names and dominoes are starting to fall off the board this last week on specific targets. So a lot of movement in that, and for both football and basketball right now.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, buddy, let's talk next week. A little open date, so maybe we can catch our breath. Maybe talk about boards and who's left on the board when we visit next week with you.
Appreciate it, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. My friends at Katechi want you to come down. If you're not going to the Wake Forest game this weekend, if you're thinking about next weekend's open date weekend, just sneak away. You know, what thing about Katechi is it's not just a golf course. It's a destination, too. Zach, you've seen I've seen pictures of. I need to take you down and show you up down too. But you've seen online there their cottages that they have upstairs. I mean, that's luxurious stay, accommodations there. They rent that lake house out, up to 20, 25 people stay in there. They've got their house and the golf course there that people can stay at as well. So you know what? You're looking for that little romantic getaway. You're looking for a little business retreat. You're looking to take the fellas down for a little golf weekend or some couples weekends away. Boy, it's a great place to get back, relax. Beautiful setting, great food, great golf. A little spa treatment in there for you, a little workout for you as well. Think about it. It's our great friends at Katechi, CATECHEE.com. A short ride from here in the upstate of South Carolina will be worth your while. See those folks this weekend at Katechi and Katechi.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hadn't done Twitter yet. Let's get to some tweets. At Mickey Potter, at Mr. Orr 24, your phone calls and texts. Open phone lines from here on out after this.
If your business IT provider doesn't help with your phones or your security or isn't available nights or weekends, that's, well, half-assed. TSA Choice will manage all your technology needs. Network, communications, security, upgrades, repairs, training, all of it, and be on the job 24/7. Running a business is hard enough without IT support that's half-assed. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop. You know we are the best place in the upstate for your hunting and shooting needs. Now Dewey's owns Trader's Gun Store at 2850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have stocked our shelves at Trader's with new inventory and are ready to serve you. Trader's carries Benelli, Beretta, Browning, and Cooper firearms, Zaworski, Night Force, and Vortex scopes. Stop by Trader's and let our staff help you with your new firearm purchase. We buy, sell, and trade. Trader's, the gun store.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menes in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-900-4588. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-900-4588. That's 1-800-900-4588.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, okay, tell us how you really feel.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Like me over there, you dance okay, you just can't move your feet. Like, I have a good rhythm, but my feet don't cooperate.
Oh, shoot, I'm sitting down right now. You want me to move my feet? I'll move my feet.
No, saying you dance better sitting down than you do standing up.
Is that right?
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
If I could just sit in a chair, I can move a little bit.
I need to spin around a little bit.
My feet don't cooperate. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158. It's a no-obligation phone call. They want to come by and show you the colors. I mean, they've got all kinds of colors. They basically got about 9, 8 to 12 maybe of the basic ones that almost everybody's going to choose. And there's really about two or three colors in there of the basic ones. And then, you know, your colors of your chips you're going to throw down there. I was surprised. It's like just how many chips get thrown down. And then they're going to seal it. What we're talking about is making your garage floor look amazing, making it slip resistant, stain resistant. You're going to love our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists, increasing the value of your home. It's one of the best things I've ever done, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. I have two things I want to do between now and the end of the show, Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr, Jack Lake Tonto. I want to, number one, talk about some games coming up this weekend, and then number two, get to a CBS Sports article about the most talented teams in the country, according to recruiting rankings. But let me just mention this on the ACC scene, and this isn't a biggie segment because we're going to do that tomorrow, but I got to tell you, I'm interested to see how Syracuse rebounds against Pittsburgh. I'm interested to see if this is the same Syracuse team that the last 2 years has fallen apart. I told you going into last week that Syracuse was 4-4 each of the last 2 years and ended up 4-8. They went 0-8 in the last four games each of the last 2 years. So I'm interested to see if they can rebound on the road at Pittsburgh this week. Quite frankly, Friday night, I'm interested in Georgia Tech. I think Tech has a huge, mega huge game about the future of their program. I know they're 0-2, but they go to Louisville this weekend, and Louisville's kind of in that same mode right now. The Louisville's 0-2. We wouldn't think two 0-2 teams, but because of the polarizing figures of Petrino and Paul Johnson, it's almost, is this a, I don't think Louisville's going to make a move, but is this a loser goes home match?
For the Louisville and Georgia Tech game?
Yeah.
Loser goes home match.
You know, that's like an old wrestling thing there. Loser goes home.
Loser goes home. I mean,
One of these teams is going to be 0-3 in the league. So I'm kind of interested in that game. In most years, I'd be very interested in Florida State-Miami. Now, after Florida State won against Louisville, and Miami is undefeated in the conference still, even though they lost their first game of the year, and they got a second-team quarterback that's playing well. To be honest with you, I'm kind of interested in Florida State-Miami a little bit. And finally, in the conference, besides Clemson, obviously, which we are, Virginia Tech and Notre Dame have my eye this weekend.
Is that the game day?
Is it? I don't know. I don't keep up with game day, but no, I don't know.
You love game day.
Eh.
You're a game day guy.
Overrated.
How dare you?
Not really overrated. Notre Dame, trying to stay the national championship hunt. What did I say? Loser leaves town match.
You were wrong, man. What did I say? Loser goes home.
Loser goes home. Loser leaves town. Same thing. Whatever. I'm not a good... you got me, buddy. Good job. I'm not a game day fan, but this is a big one because second team quarterback at Virginia Tech looked pretty good against Duke last week. Game day's at Oklahoma, Texas. Speaking of which, I'm going to get that national game here in a second. Finally, I say this. In the Atlantic Division, aren't you interested in a little Boston College and NC State this weekend?
Absolutely.
NC State wins. They come into Death Valley undefeated. Boston College trying to stay in the ACC race. Or Atlantic Division race, at least.
You need NC State to win this weekend if you're Clemson.
BC?
Yep.
Why?
You need NC State to beat BC this weekend.
Oh, NC State to win.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you need to play a ranked team on this schedule. And that seems to be the only shot you're going to have at it if NC State can pull it off this weekend and come into here as a 19-18 kind of team.
Is it more important to play a team while they're ranked or a team end up ranked at the end of the season? For instance, I mean, for example, if A&M can get on a little streak here against Kentucky this weekend and put some games together, A&M might be ranked later on. Well, that will look better than when you originally played them, right?
Correct.
So there's some opportunities for that. Virginia Tech and Miami maybe at the end of the year. Who knows? Your Gamecocks can look good coming down the stretch. Speaking of that, let me get some SEC games. Just a reason or two while I'm interested on why I am interested.
When do they become my Gamecocks, by the way?
I don't know. When he started wearing that soccer hat over there he's got on today?
Hey, I got the old Yankees lid over here
you
today.
You do. And he got caught green-handed over there, too.
Solid green.
Missouri and South Carolina. Dude, I got to tell you, like, I'm going up to Last Resort this weekend with the Scott Reimer and the guys, man. I'm going to be watching Missouri. I hope they have SEC Network. Missouri. Have you noticed that every single South Carolina game is on SEC Network?
Mm-hmm.
That game piques my interest. Missouri was able to run the ball against Georgia. And the Gamecocks couldn't really shut down the run. I don't know. Drew Locke can make some big plays to pass the game. Missouri's off last week. I think Bentley a little banged up right now. How many people in the stands Williams-Brice at noon on Saturday? 80,000 seats. 65,000? They'll say 76,000.
Oh, yeah. They'll say 76, 78, but it'll be somewhere around 65.
All right. Let me run three more quickly. Auburn and Mississippi State shouldn't really matter. Mississippi State already has two losses. But Auburn's trying to stay in the race over there. Auburn already has one loss. Auburn still kind of controls their own destiny almost because they still play LSU and they still play Alabama. Just keep an eye on that one. Auburn's offensive line struggled. Now, Mississippi State's lost two in a row, but just keep a little eye on that one. And let me give you two SEC games that, quite frankly, at the beginning of the year, I didn't know I'd care about, but now I care about. What if I told you earlier in the year that when Kentucky went to A&M, that one team was going to be ranked, and it'd be your Wildcats, C-A-T-S, Cats, Cats, Cats. Kentucky's undefeated. A&M is trying to make a statement. A&M's trying to say they're back. They didn't look great against Arkansas last week. That's a mega game for both those programs.
Yep, yep.
And finally in the SEC, at the beginning of the year, I'm not sure that you could have convinced me that both LSU and Florida would have been ranked. I'm still not sold on Florida yet. To be honest with you, I'm still not sold on LSU yet. But both those teams, the winner of that game has a lot better chance of me being sold on them than the loser of the game I'm almost out on. LSU still has Georgia. LSU still has Auburn. They still have Alabama. And they still have Texas A&M. They can't afford to lose this week. Florida already has a loss. Florida lost to Kentucky.
Yep.
That's a mega game for both those ranked teams.
Mega.
Or as my Irish cousins would say, that game is massive.
Massive.
On the
Are they coming to Thanksgiving this year?
Huh?
They coming to town for Thanksgiving this year?
I don't know. Got some health issues. I don't know. One of my uncles has been waiting for years on a knee replacement. I don't know if socialized medicine, I don't know if he'll ever get it. I don't know if he can make it over. He's just still waiting for a knee replacement.
Mm.
Years down the road. They gave him a wheelchair instead. Texas and Oklahoma. When's the last time you actually cared about the Red River rivalry?
2005.
Really? No one will forget that classic game. Yeah, LSU already beat Auburn. I'm sorry. LSU has Georgia, A&M, and Mississippi State, not Auburn, and Alabama. The Red River rivalry kind of means something. You got two of the hot young coaches. I know you don't like Tom Herman. Believe me. I know you're down on Tom Herman. But to be honest with you, you got to kind of give Tom Herman a little credit now for what they've been able to do, right? A little bit. They're ranked 19th in the country. They're 4-1. They're on a four-game winning streak. And they beat Southern Cal, and they beat TCU, and they beat Kansas State on the road. This could be a game, I think, this weekend. Lincoln Riley's one of the bright young minds. Tom Herman's one of the bright young minds. Big recruiting advantage for the winner of this thing.
So you're locked into it at a noon kick for that game.
Yeah.
On Fox.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to get to a restaurant / spirit server and watch that game at noon and watch South Carolina, Missouri at noon.
What time are you leaving the house?
8.
Goodness gracious.
Leave at 8, get up there by 11, get all settled in, gassed up, ready to go, and get on in there. No, that'd be good.
Get on in there.
Did I miss any games? Did I cover all those games? Oh, those games. We'll do Biggie tomorrow.
Oh, Biggie tomorrow.
But any
Biggie.
Thoughts on any of those games?
You know, I am excited for Texas, Oklahoma. Any chance to see Kyler Murray throw the ball around is going to be fun. I'll watch that game.
Is it just me? Kyler Murray looks like the Martian on the Bugs Bunny cartoon.
He's a little fella.
He's tiny and his head's huge. Like his helmet. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What's the Martian's name? With the space modulator.
What's his name?
Is it Marvin the Martian? Maybe. Or that might be Kazoo from yeah, this is a little bit like
Marvin.
Kazoo.
You got it. Yeah, it's Marvin the Martian.
Yeah. Kazoo from the Flintstones too.
Gosh, but he does look like him, doesn't he?
He does, man. Like that body is so small and that helmet's so big, and I'm like, what in the world's going on? One last thought here before we take a break. Did you see the story where Mike Leach on purpose accidentally left his play script in the Texas-Oklahoma game?
He left a fake play script.
Right.
On the field.
Right.
And it was found by the Texas squad, who was heavy favorites.
Right.
And they used it. They thought they had him. And Mike Leach ends up putting Oklahoma out to a 17-0 lead before they figured out it was fake.
You know where that came from?
What is that?
It came from World War II.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Little fake propaganda.
Right. Mm. You know what the British did, putting up air tanks and fake airplanes and accidentally leaking fake information about the impending invasion of France that was much, much higher than Normandy, where they actually went in down in Omaha Beach and all that?
That's what the Japanese did as well with Pearl Harbor.
Did they really?
And they said they were going to attack everything else, and they include Pearl Harbor in the transmissions, but they wanted the U.S. to be scrambling and trying to look other places.
Yeah. Interesting stuff, man. Just a little gamesmanship there. I'd imagine that's what Wake Forest was hoping that their radio announcer would have done a couple years ago when it came out. Actually, real information through all of that. Anyway, good stuff, man. When we come back, I want to get into a CBS Sports article of the most talented teams in the country according to the recruiting rankings when Adno's up. And you're going to be surprised about who the number one team in the country is according to Rivals.com and CBSSports.com. We'll tell you about that when you return for more with Zacho and Mickey Plotter. More in the final segment after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network. Let's go!
With their sights set on Santa Clara, the Clemson Tigers are ready to further their goal with another conference matchup. The laser-focused Tigers travel to Wake Forest this week to take on the chaotic Demon Deacons. Game day starts with the Tiger Tailgate Show right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
WCCP is the flagship station for Clemson football. Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show with Scott Reimer and Kelly Gremlin, only on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Tune in Thursdays as Murdoch Superstores welcomes our weekly conversation with Daniel Shirley of the Athletic Atlanta. He'll bring us updates on the Bulldogs, the Yellow Jackets, and the Falcons. Thursdays with Daniel Shirley of the Athletic Atlanta. Brought to you by Murdoch Superstores in Livonia.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Join Out of Bounds with Kwok and Kelly this Tuesday from 12 to 3 at Subway, 407 Sheep Farm Road, across from Home Depot in Seneca. Not only will you get a great lunch value at Subway, but you can show your support for the Dabo All-In Foundation and Breast Cancer Awareness by purchasing a Tigers for Tatas wristband. And who knows, there might even be a celebrity guest sandwich artisan there as well. Come out for a great cause and join Kwok and Kelly live Tuesday, October 9th at Subway in Seneca.
finer than frog fur. Doesn't get much better than that. Clemson Chamber Annual Golf Tournament is October 9 at Boscobel. So sign up your team and join us. We provide the entertainment, the food from noon to the 19th hole pizza and Irish coffee, and variety of beverages. Five hole-in-one opportunities with a $25,000 top prize. 5,000 putting contest with other great prizes and a silent auction to benefit Upstate Warrior Solution. There'll be nonstop activity and fun from 1 p.m. tee time. Contact the Chamber to register, 654-1200.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Final segment of the show. CBS Sports went inside. This is not Riles, by the way. It's 247 team composites of the most talented football teams in the country to have their composite ranking. What they do there is, and this is not altogether all that fair because this does not take into consideration guys that transferred out. What they just did was, you take your total number of – well, yeah, it does. The number of scholarship, it does do that. I'm sorry. But it takes your total number of 5 stars, 4 stars, and 3 stars. And then gives you your average and tells you where you are. Mr. Ward 24, I'm going to go through these right now, point out some interesting ones for you. Ready? I'm only going to go over the top 50.
All right, go ahead.
Arizona at 50. That's right. Georgia Tech at 49. Missouri at 46.
Missouri
at 46. Vanderbilt at 43. That's interesting that Vanderbilt's more talented recruiting ranking-wise. NC State at 41, Louisville at 40, Duke at 39, Pittsburgh at 38. How about this one, West Virginia 36. Does that mean Dana Holgorsen's doing a great job? West Virginia has 1 5-star and 7 4-stars on its team.
Who's the 5-star?
Will Grier.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. That's my guess.
Didn't even recruit him originally.
No, transfer in. Wisconsin, 35th?
Yikes.
That means they do a good job. They have an identity in their program, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan State, 34th. Kentucky, 32. TCU, 31. I didn't surprise me TCU's that low. Virginia Tech, 30th. This is not a good look right here. North Carolina, 28th. Arkansas, 27th. Oregon, 26th. A little low for Oregon, isn't it? Nebraska 25, Maryland 24. A little surprised Maryland's that high. Maryland has 2 5-stars on their team. Byron Coward, I know, is one of them got transferred in from Auburn, maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mississippi State 23, Ole Miss 22. Thought they would have been higher considering what they paid for some of those. South Carolina 21. So what does that say if they're 21st most talented team according to recruiting rankings, but they're not the 21st best team in the country? Are they underdeveloped, undercoached?
Underachieving.
Right. Miami 20, UCLA 19, Washington 18. I think that's okay to say because Peterson coaches guys up. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of some of the conclusions you can draw from some of these. Stanford 17, Texas A&M 16, Tennessee 15. See, I think that you get bumps in some of these things and that Tennessee has a big fan base and they follow recruiting rankings and Tennessee signs play gets a little bump in there, right?
Because mm-hmm.
Tennessee's certainly not talented.
Mm-hmm. They're terrible.
Auburn, 14. See, there's a huge gap between Auburn and Alabama. I agree with that.
Gigantic gap.
Florida, 13. Penn State, 12. I thought that would have been a little higher. Oklahoma, 11. I thought that would have been a little higher. Notre Dame, 10. Texas, 9. According to the recruiting rankings, Texas is a more talented team than Oklahoma. What's the spread in that one? Do we know?
All right, we'll grab it for you real quick.
You're the best, man. What would I do it about without my little whoopee over there? My little blanket, my little whoopee blanket. Did you have a whoopee growing up? No. You didn't?
I don't know what that is.
A whoopee?
A blanket?
Yeah, a little blankie, a little binky.
I mean, I'm sure. A binky or a blanket?
A blinky or a binky?
A blanket or a binky? What are you saying?
Well, isn't that the same thing?
You put it in your mouth or are you covering yourself up with it?
No. That's a pacifier. That's a passy.
Yeah, binky.
That's a binky?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You got a lot to learn by February, pal. A lot
really?
To learn here.
I'm clueless, buddy.
Oklahoma's an 8-point favorite.
But Texas is more talented according to the recruiting rankings.
Is that right?
Michigan, 8, not surprised. Florida State, 7. Do they look like the 7th most talented team in the country right now? No. I guess not. LSU, 6th.
That's probably on par, isn't it?
Yeah. Clemson, 5. Now, Clemson has 9 5-stars, 37 4-stars, 24 3-stars. Let me ask you this, Zach. Would you think Clemson would be higher or lower in the talent rankings at number 5? Because a lot of fans think this is the most talented team we've ever had, and here they are just the 5th most talented team according to recruiting rankings.
I mean, that's probably about where I thought that would be.
Southern Cal 4.
Mm-hmm.
Play them every day of the week. A lot of that's – you can understand why some of that's rated so high, right?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia 3. Here's where I'm going to surprise you. Alabama 2, Ohio State 1.
I'm not surprised by that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Alabama has 12 5-stars. Did you know that Georgia has 14 5-stars on its roster right now? Clemson has 9 5-stars on its roster, according to 247. But Georgia has more 5-stars than Alabama right now.
You got all 9 off the top of your head?
According to 247? I can look it up.
You don't have them?
No, I can look it up.
You can't do it.
Oh, I can.
I don't think you can.
Watch me.
You're going to look it up, though. You're going to cheat.
No, I can look. Here's what I would say, okay? We'll go back and look it up. I would say Trevor Lawrence. I'd say T. Higgins. I'd say Justin Ross. Christian Wilkins. Dexter Lawrence. Xavier Thomas. That's 6. I just want to make sure, like.
3 more.
I don't think Hyatt would be it. I don't think Mullen would be it. I don't think Trey Lamar maybe would be it. Shaq Smith maybe. Let's go Shaq Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. I'm trying to think what 247 had these guys. Let's go KJ Henry.
Mm-hmm. One more.
And let's go. Let's go. Let's go Trey Lamar.
Okay.
Now. In all actuality, what 247 had him? Jackson Carman's one.
Oh, boy.
So Carman is one. KJ Henry is. T. Higgins is. Mitch Hyatt's actually a 5-star 247. Darion Kendrick is one. Dexter Lawrence is. Trevor Lawrence is. Xavier Thomas is, and well, Christian Wilkins is. So, what we mentioned is T. Higgins not. Did we say T. Higgins is?
You did.
I said Mullen. Mullins is a 4-star 247. So interesting, interesting stuff there. So and so, no, some of those guys aren't even playing a whole lot yet. Jackson Carman, Darion Kendrick, and KJ Henry. So maybe Clemson gets even better than that. Texas said, "Mr. Mom, my whoopee." Whoopi's a little blanky. So you didn't have one of those?
Evidently, I did. My mom just texted me saying I had a blanky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Listen, Ply, we're not looking for...
I bet things smell good after a while.
We're not looking for the best players. We're looking for the right ones.
All right. You only care about 5-stars. You don't even care about 4-stars. You don't even get out of bed for a 4-star.
No, it's not going to happen.
Or a noon game or against a decent opponent or down to a decent opponent.
It just won't happen.
Georgia has the most 5-stars, 14, with Alabama 12 and Ohio State 11 and Clemson 9. The most 4-stars is, and the reason they're number one is Ohio State has 55 4-stars. So Ohio State has 66 4- and 5-star players. Alabama has 63, Georgia has 61. Southern Cal has 52. Clemson has 45. According to this, Clemson's nowhere near as talented as Ohio State and Alabama. And Georgia, for that matter. So, what does that mean? Maybe Dabo Sweeney's guys do a much better job through all of that. Through getting all that stuff. So, anything surprise you by those rankings? Maybe that Florida State's seventh?
Well, we always knew they had great talent. They have unbelievable talent down there.
You scared of them at all going down there?
Florida State?
Yeah.
No.
Who wins Florida State or Miami this weekend?
Miami.
Yeah, that game is at Miami. So I think that's good. Look, I'm a little, you know, from a ACC championship game standpoint, if we can talk about that maybe coming up.
Don't talk yourself into a loss for this game.
No, I'm not talking myself into a loss, but I'm more concerned now than I was before the two second-team quarterbacks looked pretty good. I think Perry's is taking over now. And I'm not sure that Jackson gets his job back up in Blacksburg. We'll see after the Notre Dame game, though. Interesting. I'll tell you what's very interesting. Notre Dame and Virginia Tech, different starting quarterbacks than what we thought coming in. You could see a different quarterback in South Carolina this weekend if Jake Bentley's not 100% healthy.
Who's the backup then, if it's not Bentley?
Skarnecchia.
He's going to start. Who'll be his backup?
Oh, who's his backup? I guess either Ulrich, probably. Ulrich, because he
had.
Not going
to give a kid a chance, huh?
Joyner?
Yeah.
Can't throw it in the ocean.
I thought he was the savior. He was the guy.
The next quarterback at South Carolina is always a savior. It was McElwain, then it was Bentley, and now it's this Helinski. Helinski guy. Yeah. Everybody's the next savior coming out of all that. Anyway. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend, Brad Hughes, and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day, thanks to what Brad Hughes and his great folks do. Today, I'm going to forgive Greg Dortch for playing for Wake Forest. You know, I always like him anyway. I told you last year he might be the best player out there, best wide receiver in the ACC. And then with the unfortunate news of C.J. Spiller, I just saw where he sent out a very nice tweet last night. And, you know, I know he plays for the other team this weekend. I just like Greg Dortch, man. I think that's pretty first class by him and his tweet that he sent out with thoughts and prayers at a difficult time for Clemson fans. So, interesting stuff there. I'm going to forgive you, man, for being the Wake Forest Demon Deacon this weekend. I like the kid. Also, I need you to forgive me, Zach.
What happened?
Whenever I go to Wake Forest games,
yeah,
and I've been up there for one basketball game, we're in the Tim Duncan years and all that, and then what?
You get a little mouthy up there, don't you?
No.
Start flapping the gums.
No, Fuller, not Spiller. I think I said my Spiller, yeah. Fuller. Not mouthy. Kind of forgive me for kind of getting into a little, kind of tap my toes or fight song a little bit. They got a great fight song.
You can't be doing that, man.
Can you play it for me really fast over there?
I don't have it even remotely queued up.
Really? Well, I'll do it. Can I do it with my da-da-das?
Your da-da-das?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, no, that's North Carolina's. It ends up with this going dun 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 dun. Go Deeks. It's a great fight song. Finish things up, buddy, as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
What's it called? Wake. What is it?
Wake Forest fight song, maybe.
Here's the Wake Forest.
Maybe let's hear it. I can tell you right off the bat. Yes. Tell me it's not great. Okay. Over here in a minute. It's pretty cool. I like this part right here, right? Go Deeks! And at the end, Zach, here's what you kind of like right here. Go Deeks! Go Deeks! Go Deeks. It's a good fight song, right?
Yeah, you're all about this fight song.
I like that fight song.
We're going to use it as our 2-minute drill music today.
I love it. What you got for me?
There's a lot of talk yesterday on the show that follows us about not showing up to work today if the Yankees lost last night.
How about that?
Hey, turns out the Yankees took care of business last night, 7-2 win. It's time for those Atlanta Braves to take care of business tonight. Actually show up. I haven't been in playoffs in a while, so it's new territory for them. They're a run and a half underdog.
at Los Angeles tonight, 8:37 on MLB Network. Can't wait to watch the Braves lose.
MLB Network, make sure I got that. My Two Minute Drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all real estate needs, it's my good friend, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. He'd love to help you out. Anything you need here, it's a full-service real estate company. When you mention real estate in Clemson, let him take care of it for you. Tiger Properties and EricNewton.com. Thoughts, prayers, condolences go out to...